Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. In this broadcast, Vanessa and Nick are in a radio station in New York. Alexander is reporting live from Washington, D.C. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
Welcome to Musical Trend Show. Our reporter's got some great news for hip-hop fans. Alexander?
Yes, Vanessa. It seems that officials in the US government have accepted hip-hop as a significant form of music.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. But what do you mean that hip-hop is now considered important by the government? How?
Well, they've decided they're going to fund the Smithsonian to create a hip-hop exhibition.
A hip-hop exhibition in the Smithsonian? You mean the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.?
One and the same.
I never thought I'd live to see that. Hip-hop going mainstream.
Exactly. How many of you know that hip-hop got its start in the 70s, when DJs started separating the percussion break from disco songs?
And MCs at concerts started speaking to audiences to this beat. Actually, that was right here in New York, in the Bronx.
So the MCs invented hip-hop?
You bet they did. Musicians just set it to music.
Well, hip-hop may be popular today, but it's considered controversial.
Yes, I know. Parents especially think some lyrics promote violence and drugs.
And that's why this announcement came as such a big surprise, to put it mildly, to most Americans.
As a shock, rather. And when is the exhibition going to open?
In about 5 years. I guess organizing an exhibition to showcase hip-hop's history is not easy business.
Now answer the following question. What is Alexander reporting about? He's reporting about how officials in the US government have decided to help the Smithsonian Museum organize a hip-hop exhibition. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on the details. Part 1.
Welcome to Musical Trend Show. Our reporter's got some great news for hip-hop fans. Alexander?
Yes, Vanessa. It seems that officials in the US government have accepted hip-hop as a significant form of music.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. But what do you mean that hip-hop is now considered important by the government? How?
Well, they've decided they're going to fund the Smithsonian to create a hip-hop exhibition.
A hip-hop exhibition in the Smithsonian? You mean the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.?
One and the same.
Now answer some questions. One. Alexander says,
it seems that officials in the US government have accepted hip-hop as a significant form of music.
What does accept mean? Accept means recognize. So the US government has recognized hip-hop as a form of music. 2. Alexander says,
well, they've decided they're going to fund the Smithsonian to create a hip-hop exhibition.
What does fund mean? To fund means to provide the money. The US government will provide the money for the creation of the hip-hop exhibition. 3. Alexander says,
one and the same.
What does he mean when he says one and the same? Alexander wants to emphasize that it's the same museum and not any other. Now listen to the second part of the dialogue. Part 2.
I never thought I'd live to see that. Hip-hop going mainstream.
Exactly. How many of you know that hip-hop got its start in the 70s, when DJs started separating the percussion break from disco songs.
And MCs at concerts started speaking to audiences to this beat. Actually, that was right here in New York, in the Bronx.
So the MCs invented hip-hop.
You bet they did. Musicians just set it to music.
Well, hip-hop may be popular today, but it's considered controversial.
Yes, I know. Parents especially think some lyrics promote violence and drugs.
And that's why this announcement came as such a big surprise, to put it mildly, to most Americans.
As a shock, rather. And when is the exhibition going to open?
In about 5 years. I guess organizing an exhibition to showcase hip-hop's history is not easy business.
Now answer some questions. One. Vanessa says,
I never thought I'd live to see that.
What does she mean? She wants to express her surprise as she considered it impossible for anyone to organize a hip-hop exhibition. 2. Alexander says,
and that's why this announcement came as such a big surprise, to put it mildly, to most Americans.
What does to put it mildly mean? To put it mildly is used to show that what one is saying is less extreme than what the situation actually calls for. 3. Alexander says,
I guess organizing an exhibition to showcase hip-hop's history is not easy business.
What does isn't easy business mean? Isn't easy business is used to describe something that's difficult to do. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.